It is 4:37 on the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. We are going to go to Ballard's Resort on Lake of the Woods in just a moment. But before we do that, to talk some ice fishing and our trip we have scheduled for later in January, I want to go to David in San Francisco, presumably listening online to KFGO, wants to talk about trains. Hey, David.
Howdy. I sure don't want to tell you how nice it is down here. Would you say 19 below you got?
Currently 18 below, yep.
Oh, boy, it's getting warmer, huh? I was paying attention to this. I heard on the news they were saying that the air quality, you shouldn't worry about breathing the air, but I'm just wondering if anybody's checking the soil. I was looking at all of the pictures of the smoke, and they just left it burn for, what, half a day or
still
something?
Burning, still going.
Oh, my God. So, basically the cattle have got to try to eat that grass. So, I can just imagine, are there budget cuts for the extension service or the health department? Is anybody going to be checking the back gardens?
Well, somebody will, David. Thanks for the phone call. Somebody will, but it just happened yesterday. In fact, I think the train derailed at 2:10 yesterday, so it's just over 24 hours, 26 and a half hours. With the train still burning, they have to kind of wait to see till it goes out, till they get it taken care of before they can really go in and start figuring out the environmental damage, why it happened, how it happened, all those things. It's still very early in the process. And all those questions, though, in the end, need to be asked. There's no question about it. Let us go to Lake of the Woods, beautiful Lake of the Woods on the Minnesota-Canadian border. Check in at Ballard's Resort with Chris Johnson. I want to talk about our trip we have coming up January 26th through the 28th, our stop-and-go KFGO trip to the walleye capital of the world, Ballard's Resort. Hello, Chris Johnson. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Temperature right now in Baudette is what?
It warmed up to negative 20.
Nice. 20 below. God, it's wonderful. Making ice on Lake of the Woods. How's fishing been, by the way, on Lake of the Woods?
Fishing's been great. A lot of numbers. There's been a lot of trophy fish being caught. Can't go wrong.
We talking walleyes, sauger, perch, everything? What's going on?
We're catching a lot of sauger and a lot of walleyes mixed in, so there's good numbers of both.
How far out are you going this time of the year?
We're going a few miles off of Pine Island. We're fishing about 24 to 28 feet of water.
Now, when people sign up for our trip to Lake of the Woods, and we're going to be going up there January 26th to the 28th. We're going to leave here from KFGO at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, January 26th. We're going to ride a coach bus up to Ballard's. We're going to fish the 27th. We're going to fish part of the day, the 28th, and then come on back. And we do have a few openings. That's why we're doing this. I want to fill up this bus, fill up our trip. We have a handful left, so I want people to give us a call and join this trip, or give Ballard's a call and join this trip. But explain how people go fishing in Lake of the Woods, Chris. This is not going out by yourself with a little portable fish house. This is tennis shoe fishing, right?
Pretty close. Still want to bring some warm jackets, but
oh yeah.
The unique thing about Ballard's is we have bombardiers. These are big heated track vehicles with skis. And what we do is we load you just right outside of the lodge. We'll take you out to the lake. We'll go over a couple miles of the lake. We'll set you up in a heated fish house. As soon as you walk in the door, it's about 75 to 80 degrees in there. So it's nice and warm. It's almost like fishing in your living room.
And the fish houses are nice and roomy. So there's going to be a handful of people. You're not going to be fishing by yourself. You can bring a friend, a wife, a husband, a nephew, a niece, a son, a grandson, granddaughter. You can fill up a fish house with 3-4 people and have a great time, right?
Sure can.
Now, when it comes to the fishing part of it, do people need to bring their own equipment? Do they need to bring bait? What's provided for them on a fishing trip to Ballard's Resort?
If you have a nice rod or reel combo, you're certainly welcome to bring that. We do have fishing angling equipment up here. We will provide the bait for you, and we'll also package your fish for you to bring home.
Now, is it tough fishing? Do you have to be an expert angler to be jigging for walleyes or saugers or putting a bobber down a hole? Is this high experience fishing, or can anybody do this?
Anybody can really do this. Lake of the Woods is such an amazing lake. If you're an amateur to an expert angler, you can go out onto the water and catch walleyes and saugers.
Now, the times I've been up there in the past in the wintertime, it has reached temperatures of 20 below, but the nice part about Ballard's is your cabins are very modern, they're very clean, they're very cozy, and when I want to go get a bite to eat or maybe, enjoy a beverage, I need to walk about 5 steps from my cabin. into the Ballard's Lodge, and it's all right there for me. It's just a great way to do an ice fishing trip, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, it sure is. Everything's pretty centralized here. The unique thing about our restaurant is we have a smokehouse, and we do a wonderful job preparing everything and serving it.
The ribs are fantastic. I know that. Every time I go there, I have ribs, and I eat them. I'm begging other people in the restaurant if I can take their ribs, so they must be doing something right with the ribs. It's an efficient trip, too. There's not a lot of wasted time. There's not a lot of wasted effort. You guys really, I'm amazed every time I go to Ballard's. It's like, I don't want to say assembly line because that makes it feel too cold and too factory-like, but you guys have done this before. You've done this for thousands of people. It's a really easy trip to do.
Yep. The resort's been open since 1961, so we have it almost close to a science.
Are you going to keep the fish biting until January 26th to the 28th?
I hope I don't catch them all.
Is that possible in Lake of the Woods? Because there are billions in there.
I don't think it is. There's so many fish in there. It's awesome.
What's been the biggest walleye caught on the ice this year, Chris, out of Ballard's?
I did see a 31-inch walleye being caught.
That's got to be what, 10 and a half pounds? 12 pounds?
Yeah, probably close to 12 pounds, yeah.
Jeez. They're getting fat at Lake of the Woods. Okay,
right.
Cool. All right. Chris, thank you. Thanks for coming on in short notice. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks here up at Ballard's.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, you bet. That's our KFGO Stop and Go winter ice fishing trip up to Lake of the Woods. We have just a handful of spots left. I want to fill them up. That's why we had Chris on. The deal is we're going to leave here January 26th from KFGO. We're going to ride a comfortable coach bus. You don't have to do any of the driving. We're going to get to Ballard's the night of the 26th. We're going to stay over. We're going to have a meal. We're probably going to have a couple of beers in the bar there at Ballard's, have some fun, get to know each other. Then on the 27th, we're going to get up and go fishing all day. They're going to bring our lunch out to us in a fish house. We're going to come in for a great meal, maybe some more socializing that night. We're going to sleep over again. We're going to get up the 28th. We're going to fish in the morning. Then we're going to jump back on our coach bus and ride back to KFGO and get back later in the evening.